We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 8:14 on this Thursday morning. I get it straight. September 22nd, 2022, the first official day of fall. That doesn't happen until later on this evening, but this week is Fall Prevention Awareness Week. And according to the CDC, more than one in four adults over age 65 fall each year, and a lot of these falls are preventable. Dr. B joins us now. Dr. Brent Wallace from People's Health to explain how to reduce your risk of falling. How you doing, Doctor?
Hey, Tommy, I'm good. How about you?
I'm okay. Are you past last week's Saints game?
Yeah, just about.
Barely,
May
almost.
Take a few more days.
There you go. Why is fall prevention such an important topic?
Well, it's really just because falling is so common, unfortunately, you know, especially among older adults, and there's a lot of serious consequences that can happen if you do fall down. In fact, you know, one out of every five falls can result in a really serious injury, something like a broken bone or a severe head injury. And then the other issue is really the actual fear of falling down can cause older adults to decrease their activity, you know, because they're afraid they're going to fall down, and that in itself can negatively affect their health as well. So that's why it's so important to have this week, you know, at the kickoff of fall to talk about fall prevention so that you can think about what you can do to prevent, having any major issues.
Who is at risk for falling?
Really, any older adult is at a greater risk for falling, but in particular, those who have certain health conditions. You know, in particular, people obviously who have difficulty walking or difficulty with their balance, they're at a much higher risk. But then also there's people that may have some lower extremity weakness, so weakness in their legs or the lower part of their body. That can lead to falls. And then something people don't think about is people who have vision impairment, so people who wear glasses or have difficulty seeing are more likely to fall as well. And then the one other group we think about is people who have foot problems. You know, people that have foot pain, you know, may walk a little bit different or have a different gait, and that can lead to falls in the future. And then we watch, you know, a lot of older adults actually can develop anemia or certain types of blood disorders. They can even suffer from chronic dehydration or low water in the body. That can actually cause some increased risk for falls as well. And then the piece you want to be careful about is anybody who's got osteoporosis or vitamin D deficiency. Those both can lead to brittle bones. They actually are at a higher risk for having a fracture if they do fall down. And then the last thing I'll say, you know, medications play a huge role in falls, and especially medications that may affect your blood pressure or your blood sugar, or especially things that are sedatives, things that actually make you a little bit tired or maybe dizzy. Those are things you want to be real careful about.
I guess you got to be honest with yourself, right? If you think you may be at risk of falling, and should you talk to your doctor about it?
Yeah, you absolutely should. And you know, don't be embarrassed about it at all. A lot of times we will actually prompt the discussion. But if you're feeling unsteady on your feet or you're worried about falling or maybe you've tripped and almost fallen, you want to talk to your doctor about that. We can evaluate your risk for falls and we can develop a plan for you, you know, to hopefully prevent anything bad from happening. You know, in particular, what I usually do is I review the medications first, because a lot of times medications are the culprit. And that includes over-the-counter medications. There's a lot of things you can get over-the-counter that may make you dizzy or sleepy, and that's certainly going to increase your fall risk. And like I mentioned, vitamin D deficiency, you know, we often will check your vitamin D levels. A lot of our older adults don't get outside as much, and vitamin D comes from the sun. We want to make sure your vitamin D levels are good. So if you do have a stumble or a fall, we want you to have real strong bones so you don't get a fracture.
And I guess when it comes to this kind of thing, other doctors can be important as well, types of doctors?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mentioned vision impairment, so your eye doctor is critical, you know, to making sure you don't have a fall. So, you know, make sure you're getting your eyes checked. You really need to do that yearly. If you need glasses, wear them, you know, and then make sure that you get your prescription checked regularly because they may need to, you know, adjust the lenses. And then, like I mentioned, foot problems in particular. So podiatrists are very important because they may be able to help with some treatments that help you feel a little bit more steady on your feet. Some people have trouble with neuropathy. It's a problem with the nerves where they can't feel their feet very well. So they can actually help you address some of those problems, too.
Exercise, very important, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Exercise is critical for reducing fall risk, you know, and really the more physically fit you are, the better you're going to be at handling a situation if you trip. You know, you may be able to catch yourself and prevent an actual fall. And some of the best exercises that I suggest is, you know, things that improve the strength and balance, especially in those lower extremities. Strength training or Tai Chi, those are really good. But really any exercises are helpful, kind of low-impact exercises that help improve your balance. And there's, you know, a couple of things you can do. You can, you know, and you have to do this, you know, carefully and definitely with your family, but maybe hold on to a countertop or a sturdy chair and lift up one leg for 10 seconds and see if you can balance. You know, testing your balance is really important because if you don't have good balance, when you do trip, you're likely to go down.
We'll take a break, pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer with People's Health, about Fall Prevention Week on this first day of fall. We'll talk about preventing falls in your home when we come back. It is 8:20, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. Fall begins technically this evening around 7 or 8 o'clock with the autumnal equinox, but this is Fall Prevention Week, and we're talking about preventing falls with Dr. B. And Doc, I guess the next question is, what are some tips to prevent falling in your home?
Yeah, I mean, your home really should be your safe place, so you've got to, you know, you really have to keep it free of clutter. You know, that's why your parents always said put your toys away, right? Mm-hmm. Because you can't have things around the floor. You're more likely to trip and fall over them. Another thing to think about, though, is rugs. You know, a lot of us here have beautiful hardwood floors, and we put rugs on them. You've got to have a skid-proof backing on that rug because you don't want to hit it and slip and fall down. And then with those wood floors or if you've got tile, you know, be real careful if they get wet because that's also another huge cause of falls. You know, the most dangerous room in your house is really going to be your bathroom. You know, everything is tile and hard, sharp corners in there. So you want to take a little extra step in your bathroom to make sure that it's safe. You know, skid-proof rubber mats in your tub is important. You can actually add grab bars near the toilet or in the bathtub or shower because if you fall down in there, you're definitely going to hurt something. You know, I mentioned before vision is so important, and the best way to see is to increase the lighting in your rooms. Overhead lighting is actually really good. It may not look as pretty, but it's really going to keep you safer. And in particular, when you're sleeping at night, a lot of older people get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You might want to keep a little flashlight by your bed so that you make sure you don't, you know, trip and fall when you're trying to go to the bathroom. And then a couple of other things to keep in mind, you know, don't use step stools. Just try to avoid them. Get somebody to help. You can get a hand grabber, you know, almost at any store to reach things on higher shelves. But don't get up on a step stool because you are likely to hurt yourself. And then everybody's got a cell phone, so make sure you're keeping it with you. Because if you do fall down, you want to be able to contact somebody to get help for you. You know, some people use those wearable emergency alert systems, but cell phones are usually just as good. You know, push of a button, you can actually get somebody to come in and help you if you do have a problem.
What about clothing?
Yeah, clothing is important, you know, in particular shoes. You know, they call them slippers for a reason. A lot of people slip when they're wearing them. and so you want to be very careful in flip-flops or slippers. Those are not as supportive. You want to wear something with a good solid rubber sole that's going to grip the floor a little bit more. And walking around in socks alone is very dangerous. You know, non-slip socks are probably a little bit better, but the rubber-soled shoes are really what we recommend. And then baggy clothing can be very dangerous. You know, you can trip over some of that baggy clothing as well. And just to, you know, reiterate one more time, if you do need eyeglasses, make sure you're wearing them and make sure they're clean so that you can see what you're doing. And, you know, the last thing I'll say is, you know, use your walkers, use your canes. If your doctor's told you you need one, again, there's no reason to be embarrassed about that. It's something that you really need to use to prevent a fall. And they're very helpful as long as you use them consistently.
What happens if you do fall, Doc?
Yeah, if you do fall, you know, the first thing is don't be terrified that you're going to immediately fall again. You know, after a fall, a lot of people have limited mobility, and so they're not going to be able to move around as much for a period of time, and that's going to actually decrease your muscle mass and make you a little bit weaker. So it's actually going to increase your risk for falls again. You know, you want to really get back up. You want to try to move around as much as you can, get back into your exercise routine and start working on strength and balance. And don't let that one fall scare you, because that fear actually could lead to additional falls.
And I'll throw in, Doc, the pets. You got to keep the pets in mind as well, right?
Absolutely. They will run right under your legs and knock you down. So make sure you know where they are at all times.
Take you out like DeMario Davis against a Carolina Panther. Thank you, Doc.
Exactly.
Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a great weekend.
You too. If you want to find out more about People's Health, you can go to peopleshealth.com. You can visit the People's Health Medicare Center at 3017 Veterans in Metre, next to Party City. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. You can call 1-800-978-9765. And you can always follow People's Health on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. 8:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.